Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Triple Clowns. That's right. And we're going over the Tampa Pick Five. Is there a special name for it?
Super High Five.
Super High Five. That's what it is. Super High Five at Tampa Bay Downs. We're excited to bring you Florida racing once again, because you know why? All these tracks in Florida, AJ, you own those tracks. Don't you?
We own those tracks.
We own those tracks. That's right. And we're going to get into it right away with me, the OG Randall Johnson, alongside the beautiful Sarah Marie, Mrs. Big News, and the truck stop burrito, AJ Ryder. Let's get into it right away. The Tampa Bay High Five.
Super
High Five, which is races 7 through 11 on March 12th, Saturday.
All right, let's get into it. Race 7 is the Grade 2 Hillsborough Stakes, about a mile and an eighth on the turf. This is for $225,000 for filly and mares, four-year-old and up. Randy, who are you taking here?
You know what? I'm either going to have an early day or I'm going to sit around and wait, because I have a single here. Ooh. I'm going to single a 6-1 shot here with the 7.
Ooh.
Runaway Rumor. Single. That's right. 6-1. I'm singling here. Okay. Off the layoff bothers me a little bit, but his works are okay. Not good numbers, but okay. I'm fine with that. The numbers though in races off the charts. I mean, this horse can sit in a stalking position, and I think he closes. Has Jose, numbers are huge, has been against better, let's face it. So I'm going to single Runaway Rumor right here. Stalking trip, numbers are better than anybody's. Fluffy Socks been beaten by, we saw a technical analysis come back and get beat by a monster after that. Great horses, 6-1. Silly linesmaker. Silly morning linebacker there.
you kind of stole my thunder there, because obviously Runaway, I mean, I'm not going to single the horse because I'm not 100% dead sold on this horse, but you know, I'm a New York guy. And first off the layoff, like, Jose jumps on board. You're right. Everything's there. The numbers are there. And you know me, I love a young horse who is coming off of a big layoff, because I just think they come back stronger every single time. Runaway Rumor is by far my favorite in this race. And look, you've got a couple other strong contenders here that could take money. We might get 6-1 on Runaway Rumor. I hope we do, because literally my favorite horse in the race. I'm going to throw off the 3. I'm not a big fan of Lady Spite Spear, but I do have to include the 5. 5 is 4-for-4 Lifetime, has won back-to-back races here. Bleecker Street, horse for the course. I cannot leave this off the ticket. I would feel really stupid after a horse won a Grade 3 here at Tampa, and then I decided to myself, oh, I'm just going to like not take this horse. I know it's 2-1, but I feel like it's going to be on my ticket no matter what. My big kind of take a shot here outside of Runaway Rumor is going to be the 2, Take Charge Row, who was running really, really well at Churchill Downs before the layoff. Now we get the 3rd time off the layoff. We're coming back to the turf after we ran on the Gulfstream Park synthetic. If, again, we're looking at rain maybe here on at Tampa Bay on Saturday, if we go off the turf, still going to be one of my top choices here. It's rated very well on the dirt by Time Form as well. Take Charge Row is kind of my even more so long shot than Runaway Rumor. So ballsy pick. I love it though, the 7 Runaway Rumor, but I'm going to go a little bit deeper. I'm going to go 2-5-7.
Wow. 2-5-7. And you know what? You being a New York guy, obviously, AJ, the 5, Bleecker Street.
Yeah.
We all know famous street in New York,
Dutch. I know. So Randy stole AJ's thunder. AJ stole my thunder with the two. Ooh. Here. I am on the two as well. I thought that was an incredible looking horse. He's been competing in really high allowance races and performing extremely well. I think this horse is really going to sit back and wait for the nine to fail and then really challenge Lady Spike Spear for the win here. You know, I think AJ said the rest of what really I had to say. It was such an impressive long shot. So I'm taking the two. I'm with AJ here on Bleecker Street. I mean, well, what has this horse done wrong? I mean, can this horse get a fifth win? We'll see. No. But I agree with AJ's comment that I don't feel like you can leave Bleecker Street off your ticket. And kind of a little bit of a question mark here. I am going to take the six. 9-2, which I think is a bit odd.
I get it.
But I think that, you know, obviously Irad and Chad Brown, a lethal trainer jockey combo there. This horse hasn't raced since the Saratoga Oaks, and which just performed really awful in that race. But it says something about, you know, what Chad Brown is thinking to throw this horse into a grade two. So decent works. We'll see how this horse does second time out here in the States. But like I said, hasn't run since August, but I'm going to take my shot. I do think the odds though are a bit odd for me. I figured they would be a bit higher.
Well, it's Chad and Irad.
So. Yeah, which, and that's what
you're
it
right.
Is.
And it and really that's exactly is. What it and is. We talked about it before. There is a formula, but it's what the public will play. And that is Chad and Irad. Mm-hmm. Because this horse, to me, I didn't like the fact of didn't look good off a layoff last time. Now another layoff. I know it traveled overseas. Second in the country is one I do, but this might be a little over this horse's head, we'll say. But you're right, it could win, but 9-2 does seem a little low for me. I mean, 4.5-1.
Yeah.
I can't see, and maybe the horse will win, but numbers to me don't show that at all.
I mean, I definitely would take the two over the six, but my picks were the 2-5-6. All right, so we have race 8, which is the grade 3 Michelob Ultra Challenger Stakes, the mile 16th on the dirt, $100,000, and this is for a 4-year-old and up. AJ, do you want to kick us off with this race?
100%. Yeah, sure. I'll just go in numerical order. I'll start with the one, Wolfie's Dyna Ghost. When you look at this horse, especially after the last race out, I know it was on synthetic, it was a handicap race, but if you look back, this horse has run consistently awesome numbers everywhere. It's pretty much gone. And now we are back on the dirt. If you look back at the allowance race, it ran at a mile and 16th at Belmont, ran 120. I'm pretty sure that's the best time form number out of anyone in this field. And that was at a mile and 16th. So when I look at this horse and I see consistent improvement and consistently, you know, it's won 4 out of 10 starts. Paco Lopez stays on board or comes back onto board. I do believe he's ran it before. Oh, I lied. Okay. So Paco Lopez comes on board, who's actually winning at 22% right now here down in Florida. So 10-1 to me seems like this is a massive overlay right now. So I love the one at 10-1. I'm going to go deep here because there's a couple ones I'm not sure about. The three Greatest Honor. This is last year's Fountain of Youth winner, last year's Holy Bull winner, and went to the Florida Derby. Didn't have the greatest trip of all time, but we know how Known Agenda and Soup and Sandwich went on to actually be pretty good horses. So that loss has nothing, doesn't deter me at all, because now we're coming back after almost a year off. I think this horse could come back as a monster. So 3-1 to me, I get it. I like this horse a lot, to be honest. I think this horse could run a massive number, win this race easily, and that's why it's 3-1. I'm going to stay away from Dynamic One. Dynamic One is the horse that lost to not only Greatest Honor, but Bourbonic and at the Wood. And we all know how that has, the other one, 10, Cheryl Spite. Now, Cheryl Spite is tied Wolfie's Dyna Ghost with the best time form figure in this race at 120. the last time out it ran at Tampa. Now, last time out it ran at Tampa, it was on the turf. But when looking back at what Time Farm kind of considers their breeding ratings, this horse is much better bred to be on the dirt. So 6-1, I really like that here. Also, winner 2 in a row here at Tampa, including a grade 3. 6-1 seems like a great number. And then the 9, Cody's Wish. Cody's Wish is coming off an 104-day layoff, has won 3 in a row at Churchill Downs, and 3 in a row pretty convincingly, putting up some pretty big numbers. This 4-year-old gets Louis Saez aboard, and I do believe it's very poised at 8-1 to run an even bigger number than we're used to seeing out of this field. So 8-1 is 100% a chance I'm willing to take. And 6 starts, 3 wins, 3 places, 3 in a row. Yeah, 8-1 all day.
Wow. Okay, so you have 1, 3, 9, 10.
Yep. 1, 3, 9, 10. All right. AJ took my thunder a little bit here with the 1, and I like what you said about this. I mean, you know, honestly, why not here? I mean, could this horse get loose? Has a track record for the track. I mean, it's not a bad play, especially at 10-1. So why wouldn't you play that horse? I like what you said.
And it seems capable to run on any surface. Like, I'm not concerned about
rain, turf, yeah,
doesn't matter.
Synthetic, broken glass, doesn't matter. This one can run on it. I agree with you there. I do like the 3, like, and fade in the 4 as well, for a lot of things you did say about look at what this horse has done, this 3. And Note Agenda, Soup and Sandwich, who just ran last weekend. I just don't think it'll be a little too long. It's Santa Anita, I believe, last weekend. But not a great race by him, but Soup and Sandwich was a really good horse as well. Note Agenda, we know the horse. Big layoff, sure. Trainer's not bad with layoffs. I do have to say that. Decent with layoffs. It's a long one, though, but have to put that horse in. Fade the 4. And I like the 10 as well. You said Cheryl's Spite, really a horse that hasn't done anything wrong. You hear me say that a lot. Horses hasn't done anything wrong lately. Likes the track, running well. Big numbers. If this horse can pick its spot, possibly from outside, forget about it. And I would only throw in, possibly, here is the 5, War Stopper. I just think this horse has very consistent numbers. Second off a layoff, even though I'll go into a Pletcher's okay off a layoff. But second off a layoff, decent numbers that could just sit off the front. I mean, a lot of these horses, this horse has gotten beat by one being called Eye of the Jedi. And I thought AJ would... Okay. Have jumped on that.
I know that horse very well.
Yeah, there you go. But a lot of them haven't come back very well when you look at it. But I would say this is more of an underneath horse. So I probably won't play it on my pick 4, but I did want to mention it. Or pick 5, I'm sorry. But how would you want to mention it? So I'm just going to go probably 1, 3, 10.
All right. Well, I have almost similar picks to AJ, except I did not take the 1, but I did take the 3, 9, and the 10. 3, I think enough has kind of been said. I feel like we all have the same opinion about this horse. An incredible 2-year-old career, an incredible 3-year-old career. Is he going to come back to form? I'm willing to take my chance as well. I'm with AJ here on the 9 as well, coming off of that layoff, the 104-day layoff, but just back-to-back-to-back unbelievable wins across the Churchill Downs track. And he has some recent works under his belt that don't look too bad. And then 10, Cheryl Spite, not sure what's left, much left to say about the source. I think this says a lot about the source, though. You just look at the past 2 turf races. It goes from a $28,000 allowance race, jumps all the way up to a grade 3, no problem at all. This horse may be one of those horses, no matter what you throw at him, he's gonna accept the challenge. So I just did the 3, the 9, and the 10.
Really? I thought for sure someone was going to take Hidden Stash at 12-1. This is not a horse I'm going to take on top, but I do believe underneath is going to be there for me. I think Daniel Centeno's got a shot on this horse because I really thought someone was going to take him. That's why I didn't mention him at all.
You never know here. They never know. We'll keep you on your toes. I know it's funny. We've been doing this for so long that I can almost guess what other people are going to bet because I know how they play. And when I'm wrong, I'm almost like more upset than my own picks. Yeah. I'm like, man, I didn't want to go there.
I thought for sure. Yeah. Oh god. I'm that way with Tom right now. I feel like so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go on. We have the Florida Oaks, the Grade Three Florida Oaks, coming in race 9, a mile 16th on the turf, $200,000 for 3-year-olds, obviously fillies. So. Randy, you want to start us off with this leg?
Yeah, sure thing. I'm going to start with the 3-horse. Obviously, not. Well, you'll see I'm not going in order. I am going to go with the 3-horse. Here, Dolce Zell, which means love cell phones.
Yes.
In French. I don't know if you guys knew that or not. Dolce Zell.
Does it, though?
Just don't nobody Google that. But no, I love this one. Dolce Zell. I mean, here's the thing. Let's go just with this. I'm going to throw you some stats, and we're talking like over 90 on all of these things or up for Chad Brown. Blinkers off, first route, first time Lasix, first with trainer, overseas shipper, sprinter route, third start, one last start, one maiden last start. This is what she has done. Sitting in this position, coming over. Why is this horse here? Why is this horse 5-1? Another Brown Ortiz. Is that why it's 5-1? We'll probably bet, but this is one you have to look at. Look at hard. I'm going to go with the 3, especially at 5-1 here, no doubt. The next one I'm going to go with, which I think this horse, and I'm talking about the 1, Mrs. Barbara. I think this horse should go off the favorite. Look at, and maybe it will, maybe not because of the Ortiz Brown thing, and the one I just said before, but look at this. I mean, this horse raced against some very, very solid horses here. Ran a nice 4th to Wild Beauty. What was the other one it did? Pizza Bianca.
Mm-hmm.
We all know, you know, that horse returned to win. And the horse that ran 6th in that race came back to win. Talk about exiting a good race, 2 back. The last time he was beat, 3 back. And then running 2 wins after that. Like, that angle should have been played there, even though the horse was 6-5. So it's a good horse at 6-1. I mean, I'm really, really looking forward to that horse running. So I'm just going to go right there with that. And also, if you watched the last race there with Myra and Guileful, it was a good race. Synthetic turf, doesn't matter. Let's go here, Florida Dogs. 1-3.
Ooh. All right. AJ, what do you got?
So I'm going to go with, like Randy said, I'm going to go with Sweet Music, the 3, which is actually what that means. Strictly because,
no.
You know, Chad Brown, shippers, you get Irad. The Irad-Ortiz combo is already enough to make me think, yes, okay. But also, I mean, Chad Brown shippers, and he's putting it on the turf at Tampa and nowhere else. I think we all kind of know that that's his thing, is he likes a turf. Of course, over here,
great, a lot state. More. Yeah.
Like, he's putting this horse in there because I think he knows they can win.
Steal a graded stakes, possibly.
Yes. I'm going to go with the other Chad Brown horse, too, Spicer. I like Spicer a lot. If you remember, now the 3-1 number 9, Ambitus, Spicer ran away from that horse. And that horse is 3-1 in this race. Like, ran away. Like, and almost embarrassed it. The way it closed in that main special weight back in November. Now this horse has gotten the same amount of time off. Comes back into this race. I think this horse could be a monster for Chad Brown. So I think Spicer is could be the real deal. I know there's a chance of rain and what's going on. If we have to go off turf, I'm looking at 7-8, but the rain should be early in the day. Hopefully we'll stay on the turf. I just thought that was worth a mention because obviously that does change a lot.
Seven
especially. If I'm looking long shot though here, roughly a diamond is a horse that I'm going to highly consider as a long shot in this race. I will 1000% throw out the mile and 16th race it ran at Gulfstream because that start, it's a stumbled badly start. It stumbled, like, it's not lying. It stumbled pretty badly. And has run a winner here at Tampa, 1-0 at Tampa, ran its best race here at Tampa. Coming back now, horse for the course, give me 12-1 on that horse.
Right, good call. Ruffial Diamond. Imperfections on a diamond, they are called inclusions. By the way, that was a movie I read before. Thanks, guys, for remembering.
Inclusion illusion.
Yeah.
Not exactly.
Doesn't matter. All right, so you have 2-3-6.
3-6 off turf. He likes to
two is my long shot. I don't know if I'm going to play that in the pick five. I'm going 3-6 for sure.
Okay. I have 3 as well. I'm not going to say much more about it. You guys kind of already said what all I think there really is left to be said about this horse, but I did take the 7. I think this horse, she's tricky. And I think this horse, if she gets loose, it could be game over for this field. And she has the opportunity to do that. She's kind of been all over. She's tried all 3 different types of surfaces and has done pretty well on all 3 of them. So now she's coming back to the turf, which she hasn't raced since January, in which she got first in the Ginger Brew Stakes at Gulfstream at a mile. So now they're stretching her out to a mile 16th, not going to be a problem. So I just did 2 deep. I did the 3 and then I did the 7.
I thought that horse's name was A Little Bit of Love and Duck. I'm sorry. I read the whole time. I was like, A Little Bit of Love and Luck.
That was Love small. And Duck.
it's like me and Sarah's relationship. It's a little bit sometimes of love and the duck.
Yeah. Sometimes you just call love a duck.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, well, we have 2 legs left. Let's go to race 10, where we have the Columbia Stakes. We got a mile on the turf, $75,000 for a 3-year-old. You going to start us off?
Sure thing. All right, I'm just going to start off really fast by saying 2-5-10 are going to burn, I think, in this race. I think they're going to go hot. And when I say they're going to go hot here, this gives a chance for the closers to come from behind. And I feel like everybody's looking at me like they're mad that I'm going to pick the same horses as them at this point. So do I want to say the 1 at first? Ben Malice. Ben Malice. I wrote my things down different. So I said, give me the other closer. This horse's fractions. The horse's fractions are going to be sprinters like up front. All right. Give me someone from the back. This guy's numbers have been increasing, which I always like that upswing, especially at a 3-year-old. And I think he's getting better and he's getting comfortable on the turf. And that's something to be said. Looks better on the turf than he did before. The trainer here, Padilla, he's good with no Lasix. Big price here. And I actually think this horse, I'm finally going to say this, AJ, because I'm always wrong when I say you're going to bet this horse more. I'm going to say this horse is going to be an overlay. I think no one's going to bet this horse. And he's going to go up. So it's going to be double digits. I think he's going to be an overlay. So I'm going to go with the 1, first of all. The second one I'm going to go with is the 6, Fort Washington. This sets up major for him, like I said before, with the burns. I think Castellano will break better than this horse has before. I'm not saying he's going to be near the lead, not even pressing it, but I think Castellano will get this horse better positioned than it's even been before. you're looking at a horse who went from third to first, sixth to third, almost won in its debut. Come in there, Naira horse. I think this horse could barrel home and win this easy, chasing hot fractions. So just give me those two. One, six.
All right.
Well,
on that note, AJ.
Well, I'll just quickly tap in on the two you picked that I also have. The one, I think the biggest takeaway for me is the fact that this horse showed up to the Tampa Bay turf and all of a sudden looked like a lot different horse. One win, 2 seconds, numbers just fucking boom through the roof, improving every time. I think that especially the way, like you said, the way this race sets up, there is no reason this horse can't improve on those numbers and come away with a win here in this race. The other one, the 6, Fort Washington, still found a way to win when I didn't think it ran its best race at Aqueduct last time out. Now comes back after this long layoff, will hopefully have improved. I think McGahey's a pretty good off the layoff trainer, 9-2. Obviously not a great price, but we'll see. Because I think this race, when you look at it on paper, there's so many different ways you could go. So whatever, I mean, you said the one was going to be an overlay.
Yeah, I mean,
I think just because if I think people will look at the 2, I think people will look at the 8, and I think there's just so, and the 5. I think there's so many different ways you could go. I don't really know where anyone's going to end up here. I think it'd go either way, just the public perception, who knows. But the 6, even at 9-1, even if it goes down, I do believe this is an actual contender for this race.
9-2.
Yeah. And I'm going deep here because I think I have to. And not to mention this turf race. Getting rain, who knows who's going to scratch. I'm gonna go deeper now today and hope and have the ticket just get slimmed out on its own. The 3, Kitten Mischief. Now, Kitten Mischief looks great if it ends up going off the turf. Like it's going to be on my ticket no matter what. I think it, unfortunately, I think it just was not ready to race the last time in the Sam F. Davis. I would have liked to have seen a better effort versus Classic Causeway, who obviously is our favorite in the next race we're about to talk about. But off Lasix last time, gets back on Lasix this time. And looking at the first two races, especially that first one, look, I'm in on this horse at 4-1. I don't know what everyone else is going to think after the kind of letdown it had in the last race. So Kitten Mischief to me is going to be on my ticket as well. And then I'm going to take a flyer on this 9. Electrostatic. Electrostatic, who went to Colonial Downs, won its main claimer. But Delacour is doing very, very well at Tampa right now. And he decides to throw this horse in here in this stakes race at 75K because I do believe he's going to win. He's winning 19% right now at Tampa Bay. 20% Camacho. Overall.
Camacho knows Tampa Bay.
Camacho knows Tampa Bay. Big long layoff for a 3-year-old, comes back really strong. I don't know. 12-1. Why not? So I'm just going to go 1-3-6-9.
All right.
Well, I know you guys are talking about the 1 being an overlay, but I'm on it as well. And I'm wondering at this
point.
Must
be so wrong.
Yeah.
But every time I say it, I always go the opposite. So I'm trying to.
Yeah. I don't know. We're all 3 on the 1 here.
AJ, this horse will be bet majorly. It's not going to be 20-1, and it's 80-1.
No.
Then it wins, though.
There we go. Well, if it is an overlay, hopefully it'll win. But I'm taking the 1 as well. And I am on the 5. The 5 is coming in after a long layoff as well. I think the mile here is this horse's sweet spot. I think this is where this horse performs best. He really should be towards the lead. I know you guys think he's going to fade. Maybe he could. That last race is a big red flag at a mile 16th. But against some really tough horses. I mean, 'Tis the Balm we just saw his performance last week. But I'm going to take my chance here because I think the drop in distance is really going to show here with this horse, with especially with Irad in the iron. So I just did two. I went 1-5.
1-5. All right.
All right, let's get into the last leg of the Super High Five at Tampa Bay. We got race 11 with the Kentucky Derby prep, the Tampa Bay Derby. We have the grade two. It's for three-year-olds, obviously, a 1/16 on the dirt, $400,000. And the points are 50, 20, 10, and 5. Ooh, all right. Randy, you want to kick us off with final leg?
Sure thing. This is the big one, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with the horse right now. I'm going to give you guys a little insider information if you haven't heard this one yet. All right, get ready.
Breaking news.
Get ready. So I'm talking about the 5, Giant Game. Okay, and the reason I'm talking about this 5 is, AJ, do you know why I'm talking about the 5? Do you know what happened in his last race?
I do. It looks like Sias pulled him up and didn't finish that race. I don't know what. If there's a specific...
He flipped a pallet.
Okay.
Imagine that. He flipped a pallet. It's just like it sounds. Awesome. Couldn't breathe. Horse was coming in 4-1 in that race, mind you, right? This horse could have won that race. So if you give me 10-1 now in the Tampa Bay Derby, how can I not play that horse? Talk about excuses. He's got one. I mean, he's a solid horse. Romans knows what he's doing here. Totally with this age group. We all know this. I think, why not? There's a flyer for sure. Because the horse won't be bet as much because they just think he couldn't run with those other horses. But he was choking. And that's awful. So I'm going to take 5 here. And I'm also going to go with one other play here. And that's the 8 Major General. AJ's pissed. I see it already. He had this horse. We talked about Pleasure of a Layoff a couple times. He's good, especially in these situations. I mean, this horse, I think, will be closer to the lead than we thought before that we're predicting. I think this horse will be closer because he had a bad start last time. So we're judging that this horse can't break. One race, bobble start, we're saying it.
Can't break.
This horse can fire. And this horse might fire. Don't be surprised this horse is on the lead. How about that? And I really like this horse a lot. I'm fading Classic Causeway. I feel like he's a slower version of Forbidden Kingdom. Sorry, but he is. But I'll still put him on my ticket. Okay? Because he could just be that good. So, I'm fading in most of my plays. Like a lot of them, I'll try to stay away. I'm not solid at him at 8-5, but I will play him on this big 5. So I'm going to go 4-5-8.
Ooh, all right then. AJ, interesting.
Well, I ain't got a whole lot else to add to that. I put the 4 on the ticket strictly because obviously given the last time out at the Sam F. I mean, how do you not? I know it's 8-5. You can try to fade it, but again, this is a horse that's improving the last couple of times it's ran. Maybe he found a home here at Tampa, especially with the way it ran. I read still on board. I can't leave that off the ticket. I'd feel dumb if I was alive to the last race and didn't play this horse and it won. Yeah, the 5 I thought was going to be just my bread and butter here. I mean, you're talking about a horse again. I watched that race. It didn't take like an insider information or a genius to figure out that something went wrong here. And the notes say nothing left. Well, it's like, no, something was wrong. Like I think you could, if you watch that race, you know, something was wrong. That's why it pulled back as it was competitive the first half. And you're talking about the horse that got 3rd in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile last year. So Giant Game 10-1. Hell yeah. Give me that horse. Talamo comes back on board, the same jock who rode him when it broke its maiden and in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. And again, Major General, big layoff here for the Iroquois winner. Again, this is a horse I don't think we've seen enough of to really judge this horse. And until further notice, I think this horse is a contender. Let's just say that. 9-2. The only things I'm going to say that you didn't, because I have the same ticket you do, is going to be the fact that it's supposed to rain. If we have a muddy track, sloppy track, I am 1,000% going to go with the 9 over the 4. Because the 9 is undefeated over a sloppy wet track. And look, I mean, you're still talking about a horse who's 3 wins, 5 starts and has looked impressive. That's if you're looking for an angle at 5-1. I will take out Classic Causeway and throw in the 9 if we have a wet track come Saturday. The other one I'm going to look at, and it's going to be just an absolute flyer, is going to be the 1. I don't think the 1 needs to be that close to get the victory. Now, you're talking about a horse who only ran 2 lengths off Unojo in that Withers race on a muddy track. We're dropping back a little bit. I think this horse's numbers are there. 20-1 is going to be 100% my long shot in this race. If I get enough scratches and this horse is still in, it is going to be on my ticket because I think this is where people can make some money. Camacho, Michael Maker, let's go 20-1.
All right.
So you're doing 1, 4, 5, 8?
If it's a muddy track, that's 1,000% on conditions, obviously.
Well, yeah, you're 1-9 if it's muddy.
1-9 if it's muddy, 4, 5, 8.
Well, 8-5 will probably stay on my ticket regardless, but.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Woo. All right. Well.
You played the 5 as well.
I did. But
son of a bitch.
I played the 5 as well. But all I can say is look at what his, I mean, I know we've talked a lot on our shows is that they could have a great 2-year-old career and come in and the start of their 3-year-old career is not the most exceptional. But you look at this horse, who he's raced against, who he's won against, and what those other horses have come back. So Giant Game wins over Call Me Midnight. Midnight comes in and wins the LeCompte. When which Papa Cap gets 8th in. Giant Game gets 3rd against Corniche and Papa Cap in the juvenile. And Corniche, who knows when that horse is coming back. He won over, we see like Seal Beach, who's another horse that has yet to come back this month. And then, yeah, of course, like you both have mentioned, there was obviously something that went wrong in that last race. So in my mind, it was a race that you could just throw out. But what he showed at the beginning of that race was enough that I'm like, okay, he's coming back in strong form. So well, I guess we're all on the 5 here. And then, of course, I threw in the 4, Classic Causeway, and I threw in the 9 as well. Because it was one of those, let's see if he can do it again. I don't know if distance is his thing. He might need that shorter distance, but I'm going to give him one more shot because why not? So I did the 4, the 5, and the 9.
Oh, distance is a problem with that horse.
Yeah.
But yeah, he runs better, obviously shorter, but he's not a sprinter. He might be a tweener. He might be one of those milers.
Miler. Yep.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
He closed,
but milers can get a mile 16 sometimes.
Well, yeah. He closed from 6th to 2nd last time at a mile 16. Maybe he needs a mile and a quarter. Who knows?
Yep. Yeah, so we said we're gonna see a lot out of him again this time around.
Especially out of midshipman. Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, we did it. That is the super high five for Tampa. It's going to be a good weekend. I have a good feeling about this one.
Yeah, we have a couple long shots that we all agreed on.
It was the weirdest thing. I think we all stole each other's thunder in almost every single leg of this pick 5.
It's a work.
100%.
The whole thing's a work.
Yeah.
We talked before.
No one had my 1 in the last race. So when that wins, I do want to say that you're welcome.
Well, you only said you were going to play it if it's
money.
Not necessarily. Oh, if I lose one of those, if I lose one of the other ones, because it's muddy and there's a scratch, he's the next one on my ticket. Yeah. And I'm going to play, and 100% I'm going to play him underneath. That's for sure.
Yeah. No. Yeah. All right. That was fun. All right, guys. So like and subscribe. It's us, the Triple Clowns. And see you later, everybody.
See you later, everybody.